Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 15th, 2019. On this day in 1877, the first ever official cricket test match was played, Australia versus England, at the MCG Stadium in Melbourne, Australia. More Berlin students than ever before want to take part in the large-scale Fridays for Future demonstration for more environmental protection, which takes place today, Friday, in Invalidenpark in Mitte. Today, students from all over the world will demonstrate at various locations. However, the Berlin school administrations are behaving completely differently when it comes to mandatory school attendance. Some are doing everything they can to enable young people to participate, and others will not accept even a letter of excuse or apology from parents. At the Evangelische Schule Köpenick, the headmaster is permitting all seriously interested pupils to take part in the demonstration. Parents only had to apply for their children to go to the demo by a deadline. Headmaster Michael Tidja remarked in a letter to parents, quote, "Those who miss lessons on this day are obliged to inform themselves independently about the missed lessons and make up for them." With this comparatively generous provision, he expressly refers to the Berlin School Act, which stipulates that legal guardians may, upon written request, have their children on leave from school for important reasons. Admittedly, participation in a demo is not expressly mentioned in the company's own rules on compulsory schooling. But Headmaster Tidja stated, quote, "In view of our motto for the year, democracy moves you, I am happy to give pupils with serious interest the opportunity to gain active experience with the subject of democracy in this way." Supervising teachers, however, are not permitted to accompany the pupils, but parents' representatives will support the students. Other schools are much stricter. In a recent newsletter of the Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy Gymnasium in Prenzlauer Berg, the vice headmistress clearly stated that participation in demonstrations is not permitted, stating, quote, "Those who nevertheless take part in these demonstrations are absent without excuse, and performance tests of any kind are to be assessed with the lowest grade for the absent pupils." And once again, very clearly added, quote, "Parents' apologies for demonstrations or strikes are not possible." Other parents' representatives doubt whether it is in fact legally permissible not to recognize parental excuses. The parents' representative of another school said that family rights were enshrined as a fundamental right in the Grundgesetz, or federal constitution. There are other state schools that support the politicized students more strongly. According to the Berliner Zeitung, teachers at the Fritz-Carsen-Gemeinschaftsschule in Britz have agreed that the absences of high school students resulting from participation in the demo will not appear on their school report. In addition, some classes will probably visit the demonstration in the context of an excursion. After all, democracy and environmental education are intended to be cross-curricular topics in current curricula. On Tuesday, Berlin's top student representatives had a meeting with Education Senator Sandra Schiris of the SPD on this topic. The students presented cases from schools that offer creative solutions. Lukas Valatila from the Regional Pupils Committee remarked that, quote, "There are other schools that go on excursions to demonstrate within the framework of political or geography lessons, and others would have agreed not to record the absences of pupils on Fridays at all. Elsewhere, parents have submitted prefabricated leave applications for their children." According to Section 46 of the Berlin School Act, pupils can actually be granted leave from school for an important reason. Examples include visits to the doctor, family reasons such as marriages or deaths, career advice, or travel on the basis of a medical certificate, for example, for treatments. While participation in demonstrations is not explicitly mentioned, it is made clear that radio, film, and television recordings do not normally constitute an important reason. Sheridis herself expressed her sympathy for the demonstrating pupils, but said mandatory school attendance applies. However, the topic of sustainability is a central aspect of education in the 21st century. Education for Sustainable Development is therefore a mandatory cross-curricular theme in the new framework curricula. The case of the Berlin journalist Billy Six, who has been detained in Venezuela for 4 months in a prison of the local secret service, has stirred some people's emotions. Many Berliners find it incomprehensible that the German government has not publicly supported the release of the man, and on Wednesday demonstrated together with his family in front of the Foreign Office. Mr. Six writes for the national conservative publication Junge Freiheit, and the protesters link the perceived lack of support to his political background. The AfD also has discovered the topic and is using it for its agenda. For the journalist's father, however, only one thing counts: to see his child alive again. When Billy Six was arrested in mid-November 2018 in Venezuela for alleged espionage and rebellion, his parents were on a multi-year bike tour around the world. Meanwhile, they're back in Berlin and are trying everything to bring their son home. But unlike other cases, this time the foreign ministry is being remarkably cautious. Heiko Maas of the SPD had recently assured the Bundestag that Mr. Six would be looked after by the consulate. The Foreign Office had also talked to the Venezuelan ambassador in Berlin about the case. In reaction to the demonstration on Wednesday, the Federal Foreign Office again rejected the continuing criticism of its lack of commitment. So far, there have been 3 detention visits, and German authorities report, quote, "As part of our intensive consular support, the Federal Foreign Office and Caracas Embassy are continuing to work to ensure that the rights to which Mr. Six is entitled are respected and adhered to, and that he receives a transparent procedure based on the rule of law." Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has already contradicted the accusation of inaction. However, there is still no real support, as in comparable cases. Mr. Six's father stated to the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "We have asked all parties in Germany for help in publicly campaigning for the immediate release of our son and German journalist Billy Six." A total of 709 members of the Bundestag had been contacted personally, and only 35 responded. The fact that the AfD and the Merkel muss weg movement, which is also right-wing, have now recognized the case for themselves is what it is, according to the father of the journalist. His father added, quote, "Any support is fine, gladly from the Greens, the SPD, the FDP, or CDU, from whomever. We also demand a personal meeting with Heiko Maas to look him in the eye." The mother of the missing Rebecca Reusch from Neukölln surprised the investigators with new details. Mother Birgitte Reusch told the magazine Bunte that her daughter had a boyfriend, but she didn't know the boyfriend herself. Rebecca's father, Bernd, confirmed this detail to the Berliner Morgenpost, stating, quote, "Rebecca had apparently met a man before she disappeared without a trace via the internet. He said then he didn't know who he was, where he lived, or what he was doing. The internet acquaintance is also a reason why he still believes in the innocence of his son-in-law, who is currently in custody." Persons in charge of the case reacted surprised to the new details when asked by the Berliner Morgenpost. So far, there had been no mention of anything regarding a boyfriend. The fact that the mother announced new details in an exclusive news interview was curious. On her Instagram profile, Rebecca had posted a selfie on January 8th and had written, quote, "Dear Cupid, next time, hit us both," under the photo. The police have reacted angrily to the fact that Rebecca's family kept revealing new details in the case, not to investigators, however, but publicly in the media. Rebecca's brother-in-law, Florian R., has remained silent about accusations against him and also reports that he's involved in drug trafficking. Rebecca's parents and sister still think he's innocent, and the family has organized several private searches. The Sunday karaoke show in Mauer Park can now start in the springtime after all. On Thursday morning, employees of the Pankow District Office and Berliner Wasserbetriebe met for a tour of the Mauer Park to talk about the construction site. As reported earlier this week on Berlin Briefing, because of construction pits and fences, the district had not approved the karaoke show for security reasons. The construction site is reportedly to be made safer, and according to City Councilor Volrad Kuhn of the Greens, nothing should stand in the way of approval of the karaoke after changes are applied. After the ban became known, prominent artists such as Vladimir Kaminer and SPD member of the Bundestag Klaus Mindrup protested against the district office's decision. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.